I might add that it was brought to my attention that John chapter 11, verses 32 to 44 are listed, but that's not where I'm going to read from. I'm going to read from Mark's Gospel, chapter 12. And I believe what happened is that I was on a sermon retreat Sunday evening through Thursday afternoon, and I text or email Jeannie information on the bulletin, and a choice would be either the lectionary reading for today or the All Saints reading for today. The John passage is the All Saints reading for today. It's the resurrection of Lazarus and Jesus calling him forth. The Mark chapter, or the Mark verse, would be the regular readings for today, and November kicks off a whole month of stewardship sermons. Today is Love Your God. And I wasn't even thinking when I told Jeannie that I was preaching on John 11, and then when I got back to everything, I unknowingly shifted to Mark chapter 12. So that's the one you're going to hear. The good news is I have my sermon attached to the scripture I'm reading, not the one that's not being read. So if you are able, would you please stand? One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that Jesus had answered them well. I don't know about you, I find a little bit of humor in there. Well, of course Jesus answered well. He's Jesus. He has to answer well. So seeing that he answered well, the scribe asked Jesus, which commandment is first of all? And Jesus answered, the first is this, hear, O Israel, hear, O people of God, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these. Then the scribe said to him, oh, you're right. Well, of course he's right. It's Jesus. You're right, teacher. You have truly said that God is one, and besides God, there is no other. And to love God with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Now that was a statement. For a scribe of Jesus' day to say to love God and to love neighbor is greater than the sacrificial system. Now, when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, Jesus said to him, you're not far off from the kingdom of God. And after that, well, no one dared ask him any more questions. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these words for us today. For they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Lord God, in these moments that we share together, give us a sense of peace and comfort. For we know that our schedules get full and hectic. And so give us a sense of rest from the activities of our daily lives and living, those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. If you do any traveling, you will know that Venice has its gondolas, Calcutta has its petty cabs, London has its black taxis, but in Manhattan, the yellow cab is king. If you've ever had to drive in the Big Apple, you learn very quickly that the taxis rule the road. New York cabbies pride themselves in delivering their passengers curbside in the least amount of time as possible, even if it involves some nail-biting, traffic-infested streets where perhaps you want to slip out of your seatbelt and kneel at the back seat in prayer, but they will get you there. One of the reasons that New York cabbies are so good is because they know the streets. They know them well. Until recently, cabbies, in order to get their license to be a New York City cab driver, had to take an exam that contained 80 questions. I'm told that it caused some nightmares for some people trying to get into the cabbie industry. An exam that covered all five boroughs of New York City. But those 80 questions are no longer. Now the test has been reduced to 10. 10 questions. And the reason is, well, GPS systems. You punch in an address and it'll give you the best way to get there in the shortest distance or time allowed. The emphasis now of the exams is much more on safety than it is geography. The best of the old time cabbies, though, they knew the streets of New York City like the back of their hands. It was second nature to them. The scribe comes up to Jesus. He knows the law like the back of his hands. And he asks Jesus, out of all the commandments, which one is the greatest? Now, he may not have realized this, but Jesus knew the commandments at the back of his hand even better still. And so Jesus says, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. Jesus takes the 613 commandments found in the Torah, the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament, and reduces it down to 2. Seriously? You got to be kidding. When you think about it, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus demands so little of his disciples. And yet, so much. Love God and love your neighbor perfectly, Jesus says. That's all. Out of all the 613, love God, love your neighbor, know this, do this, and you're not far from the kingdom of God. Now, Mark seems to imply that the scribe is pleased with Jesus' answer because he says, well, teacher, you're right. But no one dares to ask Jesus another question, at least at this point in the story. Now, there's an old story about a college professor of Christian ethics who handed out an exam that had 20 difficult questions. The instructions said to read through the entire exam before writing. And most students, seeing the number of questions, well, they despaired over answering them all in the time that was allowed. And so they ignored the instructions and started working through question 1, 2, 3 on their way down. Now, there were a few students who did nothing at all. They just kind of gazed somewhere, looking off as if trying to remember something. But one student completed the exam in a matter of minutes, submitted the paper, and walked out of the room smiling. The others looked up for a few minutes amazed and then went back diligently working through their questions. That student was the only one who passed. That student was the only one who followed the directions fully. Reading through all 20 questions before reaching the final question. And the final question said this: congratulations, you have followed the instructions perfectly. There is no need to answer the other 19 questions. Just answer this one. The question is very simple, and it's the only one that counts. Write down the name of the janitor who cleans this room. Now see, for a Christian ethics exam, it was a strangely appropriate question. It wanted to see and measure how well the students tried to love their neighbor. The janitor, the one that everybody ignored the most, but did they care about him or her enough to get their name? Because they were their neighbor. To love God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And to love your neighbor as yourself. So what about you? Would you pass Jesus' new discipleship test? Let's pray. Oh God, it's very simple. To love you with our heart, our soul, our mind, and all of our strength. And to love our neighbor. That question even God asked. But who's my neighbor? And in the story, the parable that Jesus gave, the neighbor was that one that stirred and made your blood boil with anger. To love them as ourselves. That's it. It's simple. It's easy to remember. But it takes a whole life to fulfill and to be faithful to. Oh God, prepare our hearts, our minds, and our spirits that we might receive your grace and forgiveness as we receive your love through this holy meal of grace and forgiveness. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen.